Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the book of Acts today, so find the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then Acts. Be reading chapters 5 and 6, taking some devotional pauses, thinking of some application at the end, and then closing in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this historical, transitional book of Acts, telling us about how the church began and all that happened there after Jesus went back to heaven. And Father, help me to learn from these chapters today what I am to apply to my life so that I can live more wholeheartedly for you. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Acts chapter 5. Now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property. So at that time, the believers who were, the church was new and they were gathering together and worshiping and helping each other out. And so they would, if they had money or property or ability to give to the church and for the good of other people, they would do that. Verse 2, with his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied just to human beings, but to God. When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died, and great fear seized all who heard what had happened. Then some young men came forward, wrapped up his body, and carried him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter asked her, tell me, is this the price you and Ananias got for the land? Yes, she said, that is the price. Peter said to her, how could you conspire to test the spirit of the Lord? Listen, the feet of the men who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out also. At that moment, she fell down at his feet and died. Then the young men came in, and finding her dead, carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events. Wow, what in the world is happening here? Well, it wasn't that you have to give everything you have, but whatever you promise, whatever you say you are giving to the church, to the apostles, to be distributed among the people who are in need, obviously, then that's what you needed to do. And the way that God looked at it, the way that Peter looked at it was, if you're not doing that, you're lying to the Holy Spirit, which means you're lying to God, which means you deserve to die. Doesn't mean you're going to die, but it means you deserve to die. And in this case, they did. And I'm sure that that set quite a precedent for the people of God in that day, that it, just like making a vow was so important, in the scriptures about if you basically whatever you say you're going to do, do. Be open and honest, especially when it comes to God, when it comes to his people, when it comes to his money, when it comes to worship. Verse 12. The apostles performed many signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade. No one else dared join them, even though they were highly regarded by the people. Nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number. As a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as they passed by. Crowds gathered also from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by impure spirits, and all of them were healed. Then the high priest and all his associates, who were members of the party of the Sadducees, were filled with jealousy. They arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. Go, stand in the temple courts, he said, and tell the people all about this new life. At daybreak, they entered the temple courts as they had been told and began to teach the people. When the high priest and his associates arrived, they called together the Sanhedrin, the full assembly of the elders of Israel, and sent to the jail for the apostles. But on arriving at the jail, the officers did not find them there. So they went back and reported, we found the jail securely locked, with the guards standing at the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside. On hearing this report, the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests were at a loss, wondering what this might lead to. Now, they're not concerned about whether what they're preaching is true. and taking care of their rights, they're concerned of how this might overturn their government, how this might overturn their religious system, how this might look on them. Verse 25, then someone came and said, look, the men you put in jail are standing in the temple courts teaching the people. At that, the captain went with his officers and brought the apostles. They did not use force because they feared that the people would stone them. The apostles were brought in and made to appear before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the high priest. We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name, he said, yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood. Peter and the other apostles replied, we must obey God rather than human beings. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead, whom you killed by hanging him on a cross. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior that he might bring Israel to repentance and forgive their sins. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. When they heard this, they were furious and wanted to put them to death. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, who was honored by all the people, stood up in the Sanhedrin and ordered that the men be put outside for a little while. Then he addressed the Sanhedrin, men of Israel, consider carefully what you intend to do to these men. Some time ago, Thutis appeared claiming to be somebody, and about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed, all his followers were dispersed, and it all came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean appeared in the days of the census and led a band of people in revolt. He too was killed, and all his followers were scattered. Therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone, let them go. For if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it's from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God. His speech persuaded them. They called the apostles in and had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. The apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Day after day in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Messiah. Wow. Isn't that amazing? And God used a Pharisee who would not have believed in the truth, typically, unless it was hidden in his heart, to persuade this group of leaders to release them, reminding them. There have other leaders come out and led people with them, and then it's gone away because it's of man. If it's of God, he can't stop it. Which is, of course, exactly what this was. Chapter 6. In those days when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, it would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word. This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. Also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. So the word of God spread, the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. Wow. So connected with the gospel, and that's what you see through the book of Acts. Everything that's happening here, even these amazing things and miracles and all of this, are connected to the gospel. Here you have some widows complaining, Greek widows complaining that the Jewish widows are being taken care of. They're not being taken care of. But it's not the apostles. It wasn't the leaders who would today, I'd say, be the elders of the church, who were responsible to make sure that all of their needs were met. He wasn't saying that we're too above serving widows. They certainly serve people. But the idea was, God has given us as the church leader some things to focus on, and we just can't do everything. So let's find some people of the Holy Spirit in the church who can serve these widows and make sure they're all taken care of in the love of the Lord. And through that, the gospel went out and the church grew. Verse 8, Now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed great wonders and signs among the people. Opposition arose, however, from the members of the Synagogue of the Freedom, as it was called, Jews of Cyrene and Alexandria, as well as the provinces of Cilicia and Asia, who began to argue with Stephen. But they could not stand up against the wisdom the Spirit gave him as he spoke. Then they secretly persuaded some men to say, "We have heard Stephen speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God." So they couldn't fight against the truth, so they decided to be deceptive. So they stirred up the people and the elders and the teachers of the law. They seized Stephen and brought him before the Sanhedrin. They produced false witnesses who testified, "This fellow never stopped speaking against this holy place and against the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs Moses handed down to us." All who were sitting in the Sanhedrin looked intently at Stephen, and they saw that his face was like the face of an angel. Well, that's the end of chapter 6 and the end of our reading for today. What captured your attention from these chapters? What is it that you can apply to your own life in following Jesus? I think for me, it's just this idea that you listen to God and His Word, you do what God says to do, and even if it's through opposition, that honors God. Sometimes God is going to bless that, and He's going to protect you in every way. And sometimes He's not, as we will see with Stephen next week. But the idea is that this is about the gospel. It is about God's good news getting out and changing people's lives. And so that's what I want to focus on today for me. This is about me being faithful to God's word, living out God's word, studying God's word, presenting God's word, preaching God's word, regardless of the response, because that's what honors God. And that is what matters in the end, because it is God's word. It is the gospel that changes lives for eternity. What about you? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the book of Acts. For these men, Father, your Holy Spirit was in them, and they faithfully and courageously lived out and spoke your truth, even in opposition. And you protected them, and in some cases they died for their faith, and yet, Father, it sparked the fire of the gospel. Help me to be faithful no matter what happens. Help me to be faithful to your word in my personal life and in my ministry. And may you be pleased. In Jesus' name, amen.